Hello, my name is Andreas Engert. I'm a professor of internal medicine, hematology, oncology in Cologne, Germany, and I'm chairman of the German Hodgkin Study Group. Today I'm in hot Milano, Italy, and I'm here at the EHA conference, a large international conference for hematology, we've seen many interesting aspects on Hodgkin's and other diseases here at this conference. I want to talk to you about the treatment of patients with Hodgkin lymphoma and diagnostics and follow-up. So for the diagnostics, it is important that you clearly define the stage of these patients. You know that the Ann Arbor classification is used, stages 1 to 4, and then A or B if patients have B symptoms. And depending on this classification, patients then are allocated to early favorable, that is stages 1 and 2 without any risk factors, early unfavorable, stages 1 and 2 with risk factors, and these risk factors are rather similar between groups and countries, and advanced stages, so patients in stages 3 and 4 and selected 2Bs, usually with large mediastinal mass or external disease. PET can be used in the staging procedure. CT scan still is the mainstay of treatment. What is important certainly is that you counsel these patients for fertility issues, because many of these patients are very young and they will all receive chemotherapy, so it's important for you as a doctor, certainly also extremely important for the patient to know about this problem, to know about the risk of infertility, certainly depending on the number and choice of chemotherapy, but that's an important issue. Once you've done that, you allocated your patient and you've got the appropriate diagnosis from your pathologist, eventually even a reference pathology, an experienced pathologist to confirm Hodgkin's, then you allocate the patient to the appropriate risk group. In the early favorable, we recommend 2 cycles of ABVD followed by 20 gray of involved field radiation. That's based on our HD10 trial that was published in the New England Journal in 2010. Others do just chemotherapy, mainly in the US and Canada and some other countries. That's a response adapted treatment then. So usually 4 cycles of ABVD are being given, or eventually 6 depending on the response. Early unfavorable patients also receive ABVD. That's usually 4 cycles in these patients. 6 cycles have been shown to not improve outcome here. 4 cycles followed by radiation therapy. It's 30 gray involved field in these patients, so not 20 like in early favorable, 30 in early unfavorable. We ran a trial termed HD14, published in the JCO a few years ago, where we increased toxicity and efficacy by introducing BCOP escalated. So 2 cycles of BCOP escalated were followed by 2 cycles of ABVD and then followed by 30 gray involved field radiation. This led to a significantly better tumor control. However, after 7 years, even the overall survival was not different. So it's standard in our hands by definition, but worldwide standard, I still think, should be 4 cycles of ABVD followed by 30 gray involved field, or eventually more chemotherapy if you want to do this. However, there is one caveat: patients having significant tumor left in early stages might not respond that well overall. This was shown, for instance, by a shared analysis with a Canadian group, Ralph Meyer's data, also published in the New England Journal. Some of these patients had not received any radiotherapy at all. And we looked at this, in this shared analysis, at particular risk factors, and it turned out that patients who had residual disease measured by CT scan had a much higher risk of relapse if they just continued on chemotherapy. Advanced stage patients, there's also a discussion between centers in Europe and the US about the use of BCOP escalated. So we are using 6 cycles of BCOP escalated in these patients. followed by radiation in patients who have residual tumor of 2.5 centimeters or more and are PET positive, so it's a PET guided radiation, and we cut down the number of patients receiving radiation with this approach to 11% overall. Six cycles of BCOP escalated followed by radiation in some of these patients results in an enormous improvement in tumor control, that's more than 90% at 5 years, and overall survival of more than 95% also at 5 years. However, ABVD is still being used in many countries. It's a little bit less effective. It is also less toxic compared to BCOP escalated. So future trials will incorporate a new drug, antibody drug conjugate, brentuximab-vedotin, to either increase efficacy of ABVD or an ABVD variant, it's AVD without bleomycin, or a reduced toxicity with BCOP escalated. These are ongoing trials and we'll have to see what the results will be in the future. If patients relapse, then they would receive two cycles of chemotherapy such as DHEP or ICE and go to transplant. If they don't respond to the initial chemotherapy, they should be treated with a non-cross-resistant regimen such as IGEF, gemcitabine containing regimen, and then go to transplant because transplant is the best chance for these patients for long-term cure. If patients relapse after high dose, then brentuximab-vedotin is registered for treatment of these patients. Up to 16 cycles can be given in 3 week intervals, but you should see if these patients respond, because if they don't, then it is not necessary to continue for 16 cycles. So typically a PET CT scan is done after 4 cycles to look for a response at that stage, and patients are then followed up. So generally speaking, follow-up of these patients is less well-defined than the treatment part. So we usually do a CT scan after 3 months, 3 months after the end of treatment, and only patients who have residual disease, measurable disease, have a second CT scan after 1 year. Those who are in remission don't, and we follow these patients mainly clinically, laboratory. What you should certainly take care of or consider is the risk of secondary malignancies in these patients. That's leukemia within risk, major risk within 5 years, non-Hodgkin lymphoma 5 to 10 years, solid tumors thereafter. Certainly also patients might counsel you for issues such as fatigue or infertility, and that's an important question you should also address with these patients. Thank you.